I love this quote. The Ottawa Citizen referred to Christina Szabo as an outrageously talented woman. I just think that is
can't be done.
Just the best, the best. And I agree wholeheartedly. Christina joins us this morning to talk about Tafel Music's concert coming up, a weekend of performances, four performances, and it's got the music of Stefani, Drama and Devotion. It's the first choral concert of the 40th anniversary season, and it's taking place at Trinity St. Paul's, and we are thrilled to have you with us this morning, Christina.
I am outrageously thrilled to be here.
Nicely done.
I just thought that was great. Outrageously talented.
That's the kind of quotes you want to put on your website,
absolutely,
for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. So why is Stefani so little known?
Well, he's an interesting composer in that he's an Italian composer, but he lived in Germany. Mm-hmm. So the Italians didn't write much about him because he wasn't there, and the Germans didn't write much about him because he was an Italian. And he also trained in Paris, so he has a French influence. So I think that he just kind of got lost in the history books, but certainly he was well-respected in his time.
Right. And a very, very unique individual in that, I mean, he was a priest, he was a diplomat, I mean, he spoke several languages.
Yes, yeah.
It's extraordinary.
Yeah, extremely educated, a very interesting individual. His life, I would have liked to read more about him.
I know. And he was a mentor to Handel.
Mm-hmm.
So being a mentor to Handel, do you think that a lot of his music can refer to Handel? Do you think there's some Handel?
I think Handel referred to him.
Yeah.
So he's in between Cavalli and Handel in the era, and you can definitely hear how Handel was influenced by Stefani's use of lyricism. His melodies are so exquisitely beautiful. That was definitely, I think Handel was definitely influenced by that writing.
Well, what's interesting to me is how do you approach this? I mean, because say you were just pulling name of the hat, Handel. If you were going to sing Handel, there are lots of sources you can go to and, you know, recordings you can hear just if you weren't familiar with the piece. Mm-hmm. But for something like Stefani, who is a virtual unknown, you kind of get to make it your own in a way, don't you?
Yes. You absolutely do. And I do a lot of contemporary music. I'm often without recordings for that as well, because I'm creating new pieces. And having something like Stefani is very similar. Mm. You are making it up. And that's quite thrilling for me, actually, because there's less comparison for sure. And there's less, it has to be like this. So it's really a real collaboration between Ivars and Tafel Music and myself to interpret these works as we see fit.
But don't you think every piece of music, you have to do that? You have to make it your own, and you have to find something that you know, you can't do somebody else's version.
Absolutely. You know? Yeah, that is the challenge, but it is more challenging when there are a bazillion recordings of it out there, and you're like, well, Mary Callas did it this way, and you should do it, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, you absolutely have to make your interpretation your own, and I do try to do that. Actually, I listen to very few recordings when I'm preparing for things.
Right, right.
Regardless, so.
Yeah, it's interesting because you can listen to those recordings. You go, I like that, I'll take it.
And yeah, exactly. I will borrow that ornament, thank you.
That will make sense, yeah. So the second half, is that is when you're performing on the second half?
I'm performing on both halves. It's all me, all no. The first half is the sacred works, and Stabat Mater has a mezzo solo in it, so I'll be singing in that. The second half is more predominantly me. It's a pastiche of work, so it'll be arias and duets, and I have one duet has the choir involved, and one solo has the choir involved. So there's, it's a real pastiche, and it's a lot of me.
Yeah, I was wondering if it's because it's around the time of Handel, if you have a lot of da capo, a lot of repeats of the.
No. Well, there's a couple with da capo, but what I was describing this to someone the other day as because Cavalli, for example, had really short ariettes.
Mm-hmm.
Handel had these epically long da capos,
and
it's like the three bears: one's too short, one's too long, and Stefani's just right. Mm-hmm. The length of the arias are not long, they're not Handelian, but they're not too short. So they really leave you with enough of an impression, but they don't like exhaust you from.
So the second half is it all from one opera?
No. No, okay. A mixed bag.
A series of operas. Yep. Did he write more operas than he did concert music or?
No, it was a real mix of sacred and operatic works. And it just depends on which era he was in. So he started with sacred and then he ended his career with sacred. But in the middle was a big chunk of opera. And, you know, then he went away from music entirely and became a diplomat. So
really?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, that's so cool.
He was a diplomat. Yeah, and he was a priest, and I mean, amazing guy.
So Ivars was telling me the other day that being a diplomat in that area was more like being a spy because musicians were let into courts more easily, and so they could, you know, watch people and report back. So I think on their website it says that he was a spy, but it was officially a diplomat. But but his diplomacy was a different kind.
International diplomacy. Man of mystery.
Exactly. Right.
And at a certain point he had to give up composing because they were so serious about him to being a diplomat?
Yes. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, he was asked he gave up music for a time.
Well, wait, which country was he a spy for? Because, like, we've listed everything for
Germany.
Yeah, it was definitely,
there you go. All right.
So is this concert at all staged? Because I know Tafel Music likes to do that.
Not that anyone's told me so far. Okay. Surprise, Christina! It's, no, not that I'm aware of.
We want you to go here and here and here, and you've got it memorized, right?
I'm working on it, yes.
Oh, wow, good for you. Now, so... Does this repertoire that you think is particularly well suited for you? I mean, we all have certain types of repertoire that we feel more at home with or more comfortable with. How do you feel with this?
I love it. I mean, as I said, I do a lot of contemporary music, so it's such a treat for me to sing some earlier things. Mm-hmm. I do have a passion for early music. And I started my career outside of the ensemble studio with doing things with Les Violons du Roi and things like that. And I still sing with Early Music Vancouver and whatnot. So I have an odd mix of a lot of contemporary and a fair smattering of early music as
Actually, I think that there's quite a relationship between really modern and early music.
Yeah.
The intervals, spaces, you know, that kind of thing.
Even vocal interpretation. There's much more freedom to play with both eras. So,
Well, you know, Christina, I could sit here and talk to you forever, but unfortunately, I just got the message to wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
And I understand. But I want to thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you so much for having
me. This sounds like a wonderful concert.
I think it's going to be spectacular. Outrageously spectacular.
Outrageously spectacular.
We've been speaking with mezzo-soprano Christina Szabo about Tafel Music Baroque Orchestra and Chamber Choir directed by Ivar Torrens, their concert. Four concerts are taking place from November 8th, Thursday, to Sunday, November 11th. And it's at Jean Lamont Hall at Trinity St. Paul's Center. The Tafel Music box office is 416-964-6337. Or you can go to tafelmusic.org. Thanks a lot.
Well, we're going to have some music by Agostino Stefani. Very obscure. As a matter of fact, I only found one recording. It's sung for us by Cecilia Bartoli.